This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When the woman's right, she's right.
Oh, she's right.
Look, I mean, it's good everyone's safe and healthy, and this was nothing, right? And I guess we, you know, they feel no need to follow up what happened here. But if it becomes this big a deal, which it should be, we don't know.
Yeah.
It should be mandatory that this happens after.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, there was an incident down on East Ave.
What happened?
Just before 10 a.m. between Matthews and Union Street, there was a suspicious package that caused the street to shut down. Apparently, businesses in the area were affected, too.
Wow.
The bomb squad got called out.
The bomb squad.
That's right. They went and checked the whole situation, and eventually they determined the package not a threat.
That was legit.
You got it. Well, I don't know if it was legit.
I mean, it was a package.
Well, that's
a bomb package.
The package, not a bomb package.
It wasn't from the bomb store.
It didn't have your act in it, so it was not a bomb package.
Been sitting on that one all night, have you?
So all night, it's 8:55 in the morning. Everything opened back up again. The world went back to normal, and that was that. Except for one person in this room.
Nothing to see here, everybody.
Jamie, this story frustrated the heck out of you.
Well, I just, with all these stories, every time something like this pops up, you get the alarm. You know, they tell you what to avoid. This is going to be shut down. Avoid this area. Can't go to work if you work in that area. So it causes a lot of, you know, discourse throughout the day. Is that a thing?
Sure.
Attention.
Didn't sound right.
Yeah, it works.
But then they just say, okay, all clear. And then we never get a follow-up. Like, what was in the box?
Oh.
What?
Say, let's make a deal.
Yes. What exactly caused, like, what was it about this that was suspicious in the first place? Why did somebody think that this was a dangerous package as opposed to the other packages that show up at this place? Like, I need more details. I want to know.
I'm 100% with Kimmy.
I need a follow-up.
If a package shuts down anything,
after
it's all over, we need, one, why you thought the package could be dangerous, two, who you believe left it behind, and three, and the most important, what was actually in the box?
Yes. So I always think once the bomb boys got through it, you're good.
No, I understand you're good. I'm not worried about safety.
I mean, we know everything's fine now.
But you want the details.
I need closure.
Yeah, don't you want to know what was in the package?
Nah, I never think of it.
Wait, seriously?
No?
It's like a mystery.
You don't want an ending to the story?
I figure it's probably something lame that, you know, we all get.
But that's what I need to know. I want to know how lame it was.
It's always going to be lame. If it don't blow up, it's lame.
No. There's lots of packages.
What do you think? Yeah. It's a box of, like, Hickory Farms cheese?
But that would be funny, right? Like, actually is cheese.
Like, was this somebody's mistake, you know?
Right. And again, I'm not going to fault anyone for making a mistake.
No,
you can never be too careful, right? This is not to criticize people. It's simply to get an ending to the story. Mm. I need a finish.
You need closure.
Yes!
All right.
Yes! I want to know why you thought the box of Hickory Farms cheese looked like a bomb.
Mm.
And like, come on.
I mean, it smells delicious. No bomb smells like summer sausage.
Oh, yeah. That's what not those new sausage bombs. They'll get you.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
One goes off on you every Friday night. Kaboom.
No, it just feels like a tease of a story.
All right.
This big thing happened. Everyone got all this commotion, and then it's the end, and we never hear about it. I also want to hear from the person who the package was intended for.
Oh, that person?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, oh, hey, sorry, they were like cookies. Somebody made them for me. They were delicious, but it was not a bomb.
Yeah.
No?
Unless somebody got hurt, everybody's fine.
Right, right. No,
yes,
that's what you hope for.
Obviously.
But because nobody got hurt and everybody's fine, that's why I really want to know what it was that caused all the alarm.
Absolutely.
I mean, I've been in a couple of situations where it was obviously very bad. But like, stupid me, I just went to bed.
Wait.
So when I was in Tampa, And I was staying at the comedy condo. And was
thinking, that's how you know you're a really good stand-up comic. You're living full-time in the place that comedians stay when they do the club.
And this place was rough. It was Florida trash rough. And apparently there was a guy. He went crazy. He had a gun. They brought in, like, all this heavy equipment. Oh, now I'm at the club.
Yeah.
So I'm trucking back, half buzz, coming back from the club. And, like, I can't even get into the joint, right? So I'm, like, standing around, waiting around, and the cops are there. And then they wouldn't even let me take my car. And they go, you can walk in now. So I'm walking past, like, all this stuff. And it looked like all the heavy equipment from the Tampa Police Department there, right? They got the guy, apparently.
Okay.
Not in a good way.
Okay.
And I just went to bed because I figured, hey, they got him.
Okay. No, again...
Well, that you actually knew there was a danger, though.
Yeah, you got closure. You had closure.
Well, yeah. Kind of, but I don't know what happened or why, but like, I was just tired and buzzed. I wanted to go to bed.
Okay.
I was more inconvenienced, and I was marveling at all the stuff that they had. And it happened at the Atlanta games when I was with Wheez, when that bomb
went
off.
When the bomb went off.
Yes, right. Yes. I would also think telling
people... We walked
people-
around. Well, we were also buzzed again. Apparently, alcohol plays a lot in my evening.
I would also think telling people, like, if I worked in a building that had to be cleared because of this, like, tell me what was in it so I don't have to worry about it moving. Like, if it was just a simple misunderstanding, well, then I know nobody's targeting our building.
Yeah, that's another great point, right? Like, I mean, and if it's someone that is trying to mess with you, at least I know that,
right.
You know, like,
All right.
252 WCMF, again, we're talking about this incident that happened yesterday down on East Ave between Matthews and Union Street. A suspicious package got the bomb squad out there just before 10 a.m. Everything was fine. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bomb, and everything went back to normal around noon. But we get no closure. We didn't get a follow-up. Yeah. We don't know what's in the box. And the greatest question of all time is, what's in the box? I need to know what's in the box. Give me what's in the box!
All right.
Right? Like, it would be funny if there were, like, give me, like, oh, it turns out it was women's
or
lingerie.
Like when we got the fart in the jar.
Oh, my God. We thought it was anthrax.
Instant panic.
For those who don't...
Imagine if nobody got a follow-up to that.
For those who are new to the show, this really happened, what Kimmy brought up.
Yeah.
We used to run a show in the afternoon from some guys who worked out in Seattle. It was called the Men's Room. It was in the evenings. I'm sorry. And they sent us what's called a fart in a jar.
Yeah. You get it at the gag magic store.
Yeah, yeah. So you're supposed to open it up and, oh, it smells like a fart. And everyone's da-da-da-da-da. All right. So it was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And it was when there was some anthrax stuff going on.
A lot of stuff going around.
So we opened up the jar and there was like little white dust in there.
Yeah.
We had our intern open it and we did it on the air. Mm-hmm. And when we did
That's a joke.
Yes. You and I legitimately thought.
Yeah.
That's that.
Right.
And we panicked and we got off the air and we're off mic and we're literally like, what are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
are we going to die?
Our then program director, Crowley, runs downstairs and because he knew what was going on and tells us what had happened.
Right.
But people listening got a follow-up
yes,
to that.
Sure. Yes,
that's true.
We didn't just shut down the
they
show
were very
and move
disappointed
on like nothing happened.
That we lived.
No, but could you imagine if we never addressed that ever again? That's what I'm talking about.
All right. It makes a good point. Makes a good point.
252 WCMF. Let's take one call before we get to where they whine in. West Coast Ben. Hey, stranger. How you been, buddy?
Hey, good. My wife actually works in that building. Also, it was her office suite that happened to.
No kidding.
Yeah. The package was written in half Ukrainian, half English.
Okay.
And that building also houses the IRS and a bunch of other things like the RPO and all that stuff.
IRS and the RPO. Pay your taxes and listen to this cello.
Two things I can't stand.
But yeah, her coworker called it in because of all the things that are going out in the world, plus the nonprofit that she works for, like, is constantly targeted and stuff like that.
No, I get that. So, no, I'm not trying to downplay the severity of the situation. I get that. I just kind of want to know, now that everybody's safe, what's in the box? Did we ever find out what's in the box?
Ukrainian cookies.
Ooh.
I have no idea. I'm sure I'll find out more, and once I do, I'll message you.
Well, that's all we wanted, Ben, and you can't help us out at all, so thanks for nothing.
You're very welcome, sir.
Thanks, West Coast Ben.
Bye-bye.
There goes West Coast Ben. Let's take a break.
Right.
We'll get East Coast Ben, I'm sure, in a little while.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the rest of these crumb bums. Bring it back.
Bunch of lushes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.